Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress. Father, we come today and we thank you for your faithfulness. God, we thank you that you got us up this morning. That's no small matter. And we thank you that you started us on our way. As we come today, we know what the world needs now is the word. We need love, but we need your word today. As we come, may we decrease and may you increase. Save someone today, encourage another. And when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 This is a good day. As we come, we are doing better by acknowledging our Facebook friends. We want to get them to at least tune in. And they can always go to our website, come2harvest.org. But for all my people in Florida, I see y'all. Florida, Carolina, Georgia, Indiana, West Virginia. If you're from someplace else, just give us a thumbs up. But we know that you are praying for us as well. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from the book of 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17. I often kid, I said, I call my son sometimes 2 Timothy. I am the first Timothy. But it reads in verse 16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, The Most Important Message in the World. The most important message in the world. We live in a message-driven society. There was a day that the only way you got a message is if you hung up by the mailbox and somebody sent you a letter. Dear Tim, how are you? We learned that in school, how to write a letter, how to receive a letter. But we now live in an era where technology has changed much of that. I were to ask you when the last time you wrote a letter, a real letter. I mean paper, pen, licking the envelope, putting it in the mailbox, you might be hard-pressed to answer that question. But we now have become people accustomed and adapted to sending emails. In fact, the latest stat shows that 320 billion emails are exchanged per day. Maybe texting is your thing. Some 6.5 trillion text messages will be sent and received before this year is out. But we can't let this type of technology replace God's divine message and not confuse it with the world's message. And the world's message is being shared by way of mass media, by way of Hollywood. A few weeks ago, me and the wife caught a matinee. That was the best price. And as we got there, we were sitting and watching the previews. And she said to me, there's some dark movies. I mean, everything was kind of out there. Yeah. Nothing that we would return to see. Yeah. But it just lets you know how the world is trying to get its message out. But the message we need is the good news of Jesus Christ. And while the Bible may still be the best-selling book of all time, I think we still struggle with reading the Bible, studying the Bible, and applying the Word of God to our lives. And I think that's why I was drawn to Paul's concerns as it relates to the church. Paul, the apostle, formerly Saul, the persecutor, who was on fire for Jesus. He writes a letter to his understudy, Timothy, his son in the ministry. He knew Timothy's family. He knew his mother and grandmother. He knew Timothy, but he sits on death row and writes this letter to Timothy with some concerns. He was concerned about people learning and living the scriptures. Even though that was a long time ago, isn't it applicable today that we still need the Word of God? If you open up the Word of God, you will find something that will apply and relate to what you're going through. Now, don't leave me hanging this morning. If it's amen, say amen. And the Bible is still important. And I'll stop out here for a moment. I think that teaching the Bible to our children, living the Bible, is important. Now, I'm not anti-pad, iPad. But if you're going to do that, put a Bible app on it. Amen? And it's okay for the kids to say mama and dada, but teach them Jesus. Uh-oh, let me say that again. It's okay to say, ooh, isn't that cute? Let's put it on Facebook. It's even cuter and will go much further if we tell them about Jesus. Amen? I'm trying to move from that, but don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's Jesus who has made the difference in our lives. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Don't be afraid to speak that name. He was concerned, Paul that is, about whether the people were getting the word. Earlier in 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Third chapter is where we'll put our anchor today. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I believe scriptures are inspired. I believe they're useful. I believe they're able to equip us. So verse 16, all scripture is God-breathed. Not some scripture, but all scripture. It is God-breathed or inspired by God. Yeah, God breathed on mankind who wrote the Bible. So if somebody tells you a man wrote the Bible, he sure did. And God breathed on him. God inspired him to write what we call now the Holy Writ. When it comes to inspiration, have you ever been inspired? I mean, something ought to get you excited. Amen. Even if your team lost, you ought to still be excited. But you know, we have these moments that we're inspired and we're motivated. We're encouraged to do more with our lives. And so often it's not what other people say, but every now and then you've got to encourage yourself. David said that once. He was concerned. He was feeling low and hoping somebody was going to come pat him on the back. And sometimes folk won't do that. I dare you to find yourself a corner and say, you know what? I'm somebody. I'm going to inspire myself today. And I'm going to give God the praise just because he is God all by himself. And so scripture has a purpose. Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. We got to do something with that word. It's good to be inspired. But what are you going to do with what inspires you? Yeah, you're going to take it to the 7-Eleven. You're going to take it to your job. You're going to take it in your home. That's so important. We have a mission because it is the inspired word of God. We ought to take that word and inspire somebody else. I dare you, double dog dare you, to inspire two people today. Might be somebody who is in line. You say, how you doing today? It sure is a little cool, but I hear it's going to warm up. Oh, yes, it is. Say, ain't God good? You can get God right on in there. That's some of Tim Tootin techniques on how to get the word of God out. Amen? You'll be amazed that folk, you can engage them in the word of God. And the word of God does not expire. You know, certain foods, if you get it starts to look bad, that's the expiration date on that. The same thing with beverages, same thing with medicines. But the word of God does not expire. It inspires, but doesn't expire. Amen. But not just that, it is useful. Amen. Useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Paul talks about what the word is good for. Amen. Teaching, rebuking. Put another way, God's word is useful to teach us what is true. Yeah, sometimes we'll just believe a lie and just pretend we don't know it's a lie. Oh, you've heard some stuff. You knew it was a fib, but you have to say, well, it does kind of sound all right. No, it's wrong. Amen? There's a difference in a lie and truth. But it also, by rebuking us, helps us to see what is wrong in our own lives. It's important to say, you know what? I need an examination. Not mirror, mirror on the wall, but the word of God ought to do something to you that you say, I want to be my best me. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. I'm talking about daily. Say, Lord, I need you to change me. I can't worry about Brother Joe and Sister Sue, but what are you doing to me? Your word is to do it, is to teach me and to help me and to train me. You know what? Our past will remind us that we've been corrected. I talk about it often. I mean, we all didn't just show up at church one Sunday. My God, thank God Facebook was not around in the 70s. Thank God Google was not existing back in my Afro-wearing days. Don't leave me hanging up in here. But thank God for Jesus that he has corrected me, put me on the right path, and continues to lead and guide me. This is the best message in the world. And then training in righteous living. We ought to just do right. I often said, where are the big mothers? We need to bring back the big mothers. If they couldn't get to you, they'd pull a stick out and reach out to, oh, some of y'all knew somebody in the neighborhood like that. Yeah, like you want to sassy them. They'd pull you with an umbrella and whoop you and then tell your mom and daddy about it. But we need the big mama and big daddy spirit today that we ought to be trained in righteous living. They weren't perfect, but they sure try. You know, I mean, they had some stuff going on, but they were determined to try and lead and to guide us and to show us that the word of God is useful. Yeah. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. If you've not been cut lately, you might want to check your faith. If you hadn't bled recently, if you hadn't had to pull out a holy band-aid lately, then maybe you're not reading the same word I am. Man, that word will tear you up and cut you up and correct you and help you, and you'll leave smiling. Amen? Praise God. You ever come read something and say, oh, that's for somebody else? No, it's not. That devotional is for you. No, don't share that. That thing is to help you out. But thank God that we have the manual for Christian living. It is useful. It's inspiring. It also will equip you. It's so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You can't play certain sports without the right equipment. I played Little League Baseball. And by the way, we won the championship that one year. Yeah, we were somebody. But I was the catcher. And so I had to put on a mask. I had to put on, you know, the piece so the ball wouldn't hurt you. I had to put on the leg, everything. I was like a robot. Because, you know, if that ball came wrong, you might get hit. But I had to have the proper equipment on. I couldn't get behind the bat with no helmet on, and you can't get on the field. I don't care how bad you are. You know, you might run a 4-4, but if you don't have a helmet on or pads, you might get hurt. The same thing when it comes to our faith. We've got to be equipped. And God's equipment is the Holy Bible. Everything you need to put on and to dress up with is available in the Word of God. Ephesians 6:13 gives just some pieces of it. The whole armor of God. Put it on. There's a checklist. The breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. You ought to do a Zorro on somebody. You better back off me. Amen? Devil on your track, pull the sword of the Spirit out. Somebody wearing your last nerve, I say, I ain't gonna fight you, but wait a minute, I'm going to pull out the sword of the Spirit. And this is the word of God. Don't try to fight them in the flesh, but use the word of God. People will run when they hear the word of God. Oh, amen. They'll start scrambling. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. But if you begin to speak the word of God and begin to live the word of God and begin to share the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, something happened. Oh, you've seen it happen before. Yeah, folk want to hear everything else but Jesus. Every joke under the sun but Jesus. Amen. But it's something about this message. It is still the most important message in the world. And we are ones carrying that message to a dying world. It's discipleship. Amen. I was coming across that word and I thought about Deacon Jarrett Waller. He says, Pastor, we got to make disciples. That's it. In other words, you got to be a disciple to make a disciple. Amen. And that's so important that we live the kind of life that folk may see us and not worship us, but worship the God that we serve. And our vocabulary might run out, but thank God you've got a word of God to share with somebody. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word will I hide in my heart that I will not sin against thee. Amen. Be ye doers of the word and not just hearers only. Oh, that was last year's Bible verse. The grass withers and the flowers may fall, but the word of God endureth forever. Anybody believe that today? That when all else has failed, I've still got the word of God on my, I only got a verse and a half, but it's what gets me through my low days. It gets me through the situations in life. I've got the word of God in me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. It is an important message that makes a difference in our lives and in the world. I love this hymn. I have a message from the Lord. This just in. Hallelujah. It's a message that I'll give to you. It's recorded in the word, hallelujah. That you look and live. Oh, look and live, my brother. Look and live. Look and live, my sister. Look and live. Why? It's recorded in the word. It's only that you look and live. Well, that's all I got to say today. But I'm going to say to you, make sure you take the word of God with you. Wherever you go, take the word. Even when you pack up on the plane, take the word. And don't be ashamed to walk around with your Bible. I know you got the app, but I mean, folks see that. Sometimes you put it up on the dashboard and folk won't ditch your car. Yeah, you might put it on the hood. Folks, I ain't parking next to that person. But it's something about the word of God. It will change situations. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm going to take the word with me. Wherever I go, I'm going to take the word with me because I've got something to say. I don't need to debate you. I just got to take the word wherever I go. Do you have a message? I don't mean did I get a text message. I mean a message from on high, a message that will help somebody to know that he lives and he lives in me. There is no better message to share than the word of God. It's breathe on. It helps to equip us. It is a word that allows us to be representatives of the kingdom. Well, that's the word of God. And it's already blessed. Come on, stand today and give God a praise. Amen. We need the word in our daily lives. We need the word. You know, back in the day when I was in school, when I didn't read a whole book, they had clip notes. That was like a shortcut. They still got those. I ain't read the whole thing, but give me some highlights. You know what? Get you a list of highlights from the word. Stick them on your desk. Put them in your car. Let folk know I follow Jesus. In fact, I'm a Christian. I am, and I'm not ashamed of it. How many want to be a Christian in your heart? Let's say that today. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. In my heart. Yeah, yeah. In my heart. Oh, Lord, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Let's say it one more time. Make it personal. Lord, I want to be in my heart,
in my heart.
Lord, I want to be
a Christian
in my
heart.
That's a good thing, isn't it? In my
heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In my heart.
Oh, Lord. Christian in
my heart.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We don't always get it right. Some days we don't feel like a Christian. Some days we don't do Christian things. But we thank you that you saved us by your blood. You died so we could live. As we come today, God, there might be one in this place who've been hearing all the wrong messages. Help them now to put on the God filter and to hear from you, because you still speak and you speak through your word today. I pray in the name of Jesus, if there's one in the house today, God, who knows you not, that you might trouble their spirit to the point they would say, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? What's the message? What do I have to say? What do I have to do to become a Christian? God, even in this moment right now, you might touch that heart. I don't know who's not saved. Preachers don't have any magic wand. But God, right now, penetrate that heart, that that person might confess unto you, I need a Savior. I need the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a praise today. Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.